Hey everyone.
Hola a todos.
This is Shahira.
And this is Stephanie. And welcome back to Cuento Crimen Podcast.
Welcome back to another Wednesday of true crime here on our podcast. Feliz miércoles a todos. We hope you're all having a wonderful day so far.
And we want to give y'all a quick reminder to please, please, please leave a written review on Apple Podcast or a rating on Spotify. That is a way that can help the show grow. And I promise you, it will only take a couple seconds.
And it's also a way, like, if you have any feedback for us, we definitely are always open to feedback. Or if there's something that you want to see more of, that's definitely, like, a place, you know, to voice that. Or you can always just message us, too, at Instagram, which is just at Cuento Crimen Podcast. And also, a reminder, if you don't follow us there, you might want to, because that's always the first to know todos nuestros chismes. So today we have a new case for you all. Hoy vamos a estar hablando del caso de Angie Diaz. As usual, we will be talking about sensitive topics. Entonces, queremos darles una advertencia porque vamos a hablar de temas sensibles.
And again, queremos decir que hablamos de estos casos con todo respeto a las familias y a las víctimas. Okay, let's jump in.
So Angie Diaz is 21 years old, and she is the oldest of four siblings. Y ella nació en el municipio de El Viejo en Nicaragua.
And people around her that knew her describe her as an angel sent from God. She was someone who touched everyone she met with her contagious smile.
And, like, she definitely was the type of person that left an impression on you. And I'm sure, like, we all have that one person in our lives, you know, that we know it's just that one person. Mm-hmm. And everyone had nothing but good things to say about her.
Mm-hmm. And as we said, Angie was born in Nicaragua. And there she was studying to become an accountant before she actually left her home country so she can better support her aunt, Maria Libertad Diaz, who was actually going through cancer treatment. Y por esas circunstancias, Angie decidió irse de Nicaragua and travel to Texas in the year 2019.
And the fact that she was, like, willing to leave her life behind and start new para ayudarle a su tía, I feel like that says a lot about her character.
Mm-hmm.
Entonces, in doing so, and, like, coming over to Texas, Angie would meet her mother, Dania Diaz. Dania had fled Nicaragua from a violent relationship, and she had to leave Angie behind with her aunt, Maria Libertad Diaz. And so maybe this was also, like, why she felt super attached to her aunt, like she was more of, like, a mother figure.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, maybe that's why she was so, like, on board to helping her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as we were reading, it's like essentially Angie had two moms, her biological mom that she was, you know, excited to reunite with in Texas. And then she had her tía who helped raise her in Nicaragua.
And so everything went well. Angie made it to Houston, Texas, and she lived in the U.S. for about 4 years when she met a guy at her workplace.
Mm-hmm. Angie estaba trabajando at Chepe's Meat Market, and she also started a second job. She became a fitness coach, and she was doing this, you know, it seems like it was a passion of hers, but also, you know, two jobs allowed her to better support her aunt in Nicaragua.
And in el mes de octubre del año 2022, Angie, como dijimos, met Jared Discus. Los dos tenían la misma edad, los dos tenían 21 años, and they started a romance, and soon they got married within 10 days of knowing each other. I know a lot of y'all probably like, what? Like 10 days? That's like barely a week.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like, you know, para el amor no hay tiempo, right? But 10 days?
It's fast. It's, you gotta get to know the person, but yeah. You know, cada quien, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes these love stories happen so fast, and like when you know, you know.
And they work out sometimes. Mm-hmm.
El young, recent married couple empezó a vivir in the cottage behind Jared's parents' house in Waller, Texas County.
And on January 11th of the year 2023, so again, this case was pretty recent, Jared's father thought something was off when Jared went inside their home and made a statement. We are not too sure qué es lo que dijo Jared, pero sí sabemos que it was enough for his parents to check the back house. Which is interesting, you know, because like, como siempre decimos, like, cuando tienes la espinita or when your gut is telling you something, listen to it. And so, cuando los papás de Jared van, you know, to the back house where Angie and him were living, they find Angie's body and they quickly call 911.
I wonder qué fue lo que dijo Jared para que ellos digan, ¿dónde está Angie? Aquí era fijarnos.
Or what did he do?
Like, I'm really curious qué fue lo que dijo that made them go check. Entonces, yeah, they called 911 and authorities arrive y encontraron a really, like, bloody scene. They found Angie's body mutilated. She was stabbed and decapitated. And they also found the knife there, which was the murder weapon.
Angie's in-laws and husband, Jared, were there at the scene when police arrived. All family members were taken to the sheriff's department where they were interviewed. And this is where Jared confessed what he had done and he was charged.
As they investigated what happened, they believe that Angie had been dead since around 11 p.m. the night before her body was found. After, you know, Jared's family members called law enforcement to come to the house and see what was going on. And that call came in around 4:45 p.m. So there's like, you know, a big chunk of hours in between.
And later, investigators también se dan cuenta que como a las 11:40 de la mañana, you know, hours after Angie's murder, Jared arrived at the parking lot in Chepe's Meat Market. Y él entró hacia la tienda, and of course, this is where Angie worked, and he stole a beer, which he ended up chugging outside the store.
Yeah, the video is online, like, he's... You know, just goes in, gets a beer, walks out, walks across the parking lot into his car. He's just chugging it and he looks so calm. And like now knowing what we know now, it's like, how can you be so calm after committing such a brutal murder to your like newlywed, pues? You
know, yeah, and I was also thinking like, just the fact that he went to the market and just like casually just walks in, gets a beer, como si nada, chug. It's like definitely behavior that is odd. Like there's something going on with him. And so it turns out, too, that, you know, this wasn't the first time that authorities were called into this location, like into their home. Apparently, there had been a call for a disturbance at the residence in the past, but nothing to this level of violence of the current crime that we're talking about. But, you know, there had been other incidents.
Yeah. And it's like now after the crime, like we know, you know, things start adding up. Even family and friends start analyzing the couple and how their romance started and how fast it was and their behavior. And había unas personas in Angie's life que dijeron que Jared was actually a jealous type.
Which is crazy because it's like in 10 days, like, you know, they start a relationship, they get married, and then it's enough for like her family to also know that he was the jealous type.
I mean, even the first year, I felt like duras agarrar en confianza, you know?
It takes time.
And so like they got married and they started living together, and it was only, you know, a couple months after this happened.
And so like the reason why they knew that he was jealous was because there was a time when Angie posted a Christmas post of herself and Jared. And in the comment, Jared called her my beautiful wife and called her a trophy.
That's like a word.
A trophy.
It doesn't have good like connotation to it. You know, like it's not a good word to say and refer to your partner as. And I think maybe we can all agree on that.
It's almost kind of like just like you're talking to her about her like if she was an object. Like if she belonged to you.
Yeah. So, and then in another instance, a friend dice que they were all at a Christmas party and then Jared storms out and the friend was found it very weird. And then also Angie never said anything about it, like never like gave the friends an update as to why he stormed out. And like, now I think families are adding things up.
And, you know, to keep it going, también, there was an incident where Jared once posted a video on social media saying, quote, she is mine, end quote.
I think it's all adding up now, right?
Like,
one instance after the other, it's like, if that one alone, like, she is mine, like, maybe people can just disregard it, but it's just kind of adding up.
It's, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Angie's manager came forward and said that Angie herself expressed concerns over her marriage, but she never gave any details, never really, you know, spilled to her manager what was really going on behind closed doors. Yeah, she like didn't elaborate on it. And it seems like the manager, Lisa, it seems like her attitude did change a little bit after getting married. Like she seemed more tired, not herself. But again, like I think everything happened so fast that they didn't have enough time to really pinpoint what was mm-hmm. going on.
I feel like maybe she herself barely had any time to kind of pinpoint what was uh-huh. going on. And so Jared was 21 when he was charged with the murder in the death of his newly wife, Angie Diaz. And his bond was set at $500,000. But they wanted to raise it because of the level of crime that he had done.
And according to court records, when Angie was murdered, Jared was actually out on bond for driving under the influence. So if you think about it, if he hadn't been out on bond, maybe this, we wouldn't be here telling her story.
Yeah, that is true. So just a little bit more on like the incident overall. So Jared was reportedly arrested on November 20th, 2022 for DWI. And following his arrest, Jared was extremely agitated and threatened the arresting officers. He also threatened members of the jail staff. So he, again, like his, I feel like his behavioral was just really off. And he continued to exhibit mood swings and a bunch of violent behavior, including like punching the windows. And this was all written down in his court documents. And so because of that, he was placed in a restraint chair to execute a blood warrant.
So, yeah, this says a lot about who he is. Mm-hmm. And then he was also let go on bond. And then shortly after, he murders his wife.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And so due to the combination of the murder charge and his history of violent behavior that is also relatively just happened, the prosecution agreed that Jared's $500,000 bond was not high enough. And the state argued that it would be more reasonable to raise the bond to $1 million.
And honestly, yes, I think it should have been raised to $1 million at least. You know, I feel like what he did was, it was scary, like killing your own wife. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, like, we don't really know the reasons why other than just, you know, he was jealous and it seemed like he was having a lot of, like, behavioral issues that just went deeper than what we really know. And as for Angie, her remains were sent to her home country of Nicaragua.
And so, yeah, that is all that we have for this week's case. Let us know what y'all think. And again, thank you so much for supporting the podcast. We appreciate it so much. Thank you for listening and we'll see y'all next week.